It may not feel it right now, but spring and then summer is right around the corner. So on this week's episode, we're going to be talking about some things you should be doing training-wise to get your dog ready for summer and fun in the sun. Let's talk about it next. All right, we're going to go ahead and get this week's episode going. Hey, everybody. My name is Jake. I am with On Dog Training Academy, and you're listening to the Learn, Laugh, Bark podcast. I am really excited to do this week's episode because, and anytime I do talk about this stuff, it just gets me excited because it means that spring and then summer is right around the corner, meaning we are almost through winter. Thank goodness. Now, I will say, where we live, there really hasn't been much of a winter. Until this coming week, now they're saying, yeah, you're going to get like 15 inches of snow. Well, we haven't even had that yet this year here in Minnesota. And so not really looking forward to it, but it is what it is. But with that being said, we need to start getting our dogs prepped for what our summer expectations are for our dogs. Because I think it's sort of unfair to go from, and this is just, I guess, me sort of personally, but, you know, in the winter, things are cold. You're not doing as much with your dog, so your dog lives more of kind of a hermit life, right? Maybe you take them places every once in a while, but mostly you're letting them outside. They play. It's cold, so you're not out there as much with them. You bring them inside. We hang out. We do stuff. Maybe you jump into a class here and there and you do some things, whatever, but for the most part, their winter activity is greatly reduced compared to, like, their summer activities. And so that's what we're going to do. This is the episode where we talk about April's training challenge. And the challenge for you guys for this month is to train your dog 3 times a week. And when I say train, be very specific to what you're working on. Now, if you have other goals in mind, you can come up with your own goals. Like, okay, well, my dog needs to learn sitting down still, so I'm going to focus on some of that stuff. Great. But if you have goals for your dog where you're like, hey, I want to take my dog out in public. I want to go to patios and go camping and take my dog to parks and ball games and soccer games and whatever, you know. If you have plans to take your dog to do those things, then you need to really make sure for the sake of your dog that you are getting them ready for it. Because I just don't think it's fair to go, hey, you've been living a hermit life. You've been not seeing a lot of people. And then literally the next day, boom, we're taking our dog out. We're doing stuff with them. The stimulation overload to our dogs can set them back. You know, I've seen dogs come out of winter less social or overly social where I haven't seen people in so long. Oh, my God. And they lose their mind. And you just expect them to be at the same level they were the summer before. But you did nothing in between, or you didn't do a lot in between to really get them ready for it. So that's what this episode's about. I'm just going to give you some quick tips about what you should be doing 3 times a week with your dog to get them ready for the coming summer. Because we want you guys to enjoy the summer. We want your dogs to enjoy the summer. We just want it all to be good. So the first thing, tip number one, is just tighten up your heeling. Work on some heeling. As the weather starts to warm up, at the very least, you can maybe walk out onto your driveway or go to a parking lot or do something and just walk around with your dog. You don't have to necessarily be around people at this point, but just getting your dog back into heeling form. Because again, typically in the winter, you know, when it's 10 degrees out or 10 below, you're not wanting to necessarily take your dog out and take him for a walk. A, it's super cold for us. B, it's super cold for them. So make sure your heeling is back to where you want it to be or better. So make sure you're refreshing that. Also, really important, refresh on emergency things. So like a recall, right? Refresh your recall. Make sure your dog understands that when they come to you, they get a treat. They get rewarded. They get whatever. Rebuild the value in come. Because sometimes, especially in the winter, when dogs get cabin fever, we might tell our dogs to come. And maybe our dogs don't listen to us as well. And it's just too cold to go out and get them. So you're maybe possibly letting dogs get away with stuff in the winter just because it's cold and inconvenient for us. And hey, I don't blame you. I'm guilty of this as well. But really start to refresh that recall, rebuild it. Like, go back to how you sort of introduced it, or at least go back a few steps and just rebuild it and make it awesome. That way, if your dog gets loose when you're at a park, if something happens, if your dog is running around in the water and then you suddenly need to get your dog back to you, that recall is there, it's been built up, and it's reliable. So really make sure you're doing that. The next one then is to start reacclimating to people and places. Now, if you plan on taking your dog anywhere in the summer, start doing that now. When the weather starts to warm up, bring them to a park. Walk them on a trail. Walk them down a road. Somewhere where there's potential that they're going to go past people. Now, the key word there is past people. When I'm working with the goal of having my dog just be really good, I mean, I do this with my dogs no matter what, but if the goal is I just want to be able to walk my dog in public and not have him lose his mind, then my goal isn't about being social, it's about being focused. Pay attention to me, you're with me, you'll get rewarded if you stay focused with me, and just get your dog to value you as much or more than its surroundings, whether that be people, other dogs, the environment, whatever. Make sure your dog understands you're going to be the most valuable thing, because you're really the only thing it's going to be able to reliably have access to. I'm not going to let my dog go visit people every time it passes somebody. Yeah, if I'm sitting somewhere and someone comes up and wants to pet my dog and my dog has been good and earned it, I may allow it to happen with rules. I'm going to make you sit first, wait, and then when you're calm, I'll let you go visit. But other than that, you're with me. We're walking together. When we go to a patio and when I tell you to lay down, I need you to lay down. I need you to stay there and not think you can go visit everybody. So start reacclimating to people and places. If you plan on doing canoeing, camping, fishing of any kind, kayaking, whatever, you name it, something that involves big equipment, boats, RVs, campers, tents, whatever, this is a good time to start acclimating your dogs to that as well. Have they ever been in a tent? Do they know how to act in a tent? This might sound really stupid, but putting your tent up in your house, now I wonder, and people who camp maybe could answer this question, is putting a tent up in the house, like opening an umbrella indoors, is it bad luck? Either way, doesn't matter. Set your tent up, put it up in your basement, put it up in your living room, something like that, and train your dog to go in there, lay on a pad, put a little bed in there, teach him to lay on it, get him comfortable with being in that space. If you have an RV or a camper, get your dog accustomed to going in there. Put a kennel in there and teach your dog to go in there and go in their kennel. It might even mean if the weather's nice enough, you say, you know what, we're going to spend the night in this RV in our driveway. Just getting them saying, hey, this is going to be your home away from home. Get used to it. Same thing then when it comes to fishing and stuff. If your dog's never been in a boat or hasn't, it's been a while, it's never a bad idea. As you're sitting there getting your boat ready for fishing, load your dog up into it. Get your dog in the boat. Get him comfortable hanging out with you on the trailer so the trailer's nice and stable. The boat's going to be good and stable. If you're doing canoes or kayaks, yeah, I know canoes can be a little bit wobbly, obviously, on a flat surface, but getting them comfortable loading and unloading and just hanging out in those things is going to make the actual fishing, vacation, camping, whatever, significantly more enjoyable. So think about these things. Think about what your summer vision is with you and your dog. And make sure your dog is ready and prepared for that. Don't say, I'll train my dog when I'm in the situation. That's a reactive mindset. And we always preach proactive mindset. Get yourself ready. Be ready to hang, to just deal with this stuff. Like, have a plan. If you're thinking proactively and you've done the work ahead of time, it makes a hell of a difference. Trust me, we've been there. So I hope this was helpful. Start working with your dog. Try to squeeze in 10, 15 minutes three times a week. You know, taking them places, something like that might be something good as well. But guys, hopefully this was really helpful. If you like this information and you're listening to this on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to our channel. If you're listening to this on a lot of our podcast platforms, make sure you leave a review. That always helps get this message out to more people. But guys, I really hope this was helpful. This weather is going to get nice eventually. We want to make sure our dogs are prepared. We want to have an awesome summer making tons of memories with our dogs. So guys, thank you so much. And like always, we'll see you next week. Good dog.